know that the average school child will eat more than 2,500 lunches in their 13 years at school? At Cancer Council New South Wales, we're passionate about helping families eat healthily. So we've packed everything you need to know about nutritious, easy, kid-friendly lunches into our new website, healthylunchbox.com.au.
Hello there and welcome to Doona Days on 2SER 107.3. My name is Steph and I hope you've had a good morning. I'm keeping you company until 1 o'clock, bringing you laid back bedroom sounds to wherever you are for your Sunday lounging. And in today's mix, Frankie Kosmos shares a new track from her upcoming Sub Pop Records debut. Pavement frontman Stephen Malkmus returns to his project with the Jicks. And more locally, we've got dreamy, twangy guitars from Flower Truck, Totally Mild, and Straight Arrows. But to take us there, we're going to kick things off with a band out of New Orleans. They're called Pope, and this is their track, Gym Birds. You're on 2SER.
Thank you. Join the celebrations this Lunar New Year at City of Sydney's Chinese New Year Festival. Experience giant lunar lanterns, dragon boat races, free performances and sizzling feasts to share with the whole family. Join us for a 17-day celebration across Sydney from February 16 to March 4. Plan your visit now at sydneychinesenewyear.com. City of Sydney sponsors 2SER 107.3.
the soulful voice of Nilufar Yanya. She's a 22-year-old from London, currently writing that new wave of alt R&B, sparse instrumentation, romantic lyrics, and dishing out some of the smoothest melodies. The track that I just played for you there is called Thanks for Nothing. And up the top, we open the show with a band out of New Orleans in the US that's called Pope, borrowing a lot from 90s indie rock staples like Dinosaur Jr., Guided by Voices, and Pavement. I took a song called Gym Birds from their album True Talent Champions, which came out late last year. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Doona Days on 2SER 107.3. Steph is my name, and I hope you're having a great weekend. I'm here with you until 1 o'clock today. And coming up next, I've got the latest disco-tinged track from US Girls, who are releasing their new record this Friday. But to take us there, here's a new band out of Austin. They're called Dried Spell, and there's a little bit of a 70s AM radio vibe happening here, but I'm not complaining. This song's called Can't Wait. You're on 2SER.
Something else.
healthy school lunches is now easier with Cancer Council's new Healthy Lunchbox website, complete with recipes and tips on how to include more fruit and veg in the family's diet. Visit healthylunchbox.com.au to pack quick and healthy school lunches this year. That's healthylunchbox.com.au.
Get live, loud and late with Waywards every Friday night above the bank in the heart of Newtown. Find a new fave or the next crop of local legends. This month, catch Sick Chicks, Tupperware Party, Bench Press, Honey Nothing and All My Friends DJs. Tickets available on the door and at the events. Every Friday from 8pm. Full info at bankhotel.com.au. The Bank Hotel sponsors 2SCR 107.3.
7, 8, 9, rest being alive. I see you in everything. My vocabulary's limited, but I wanna tell it all to you. If I could, would you want me to? Being alive, if I become a piece of dirt, for a dollar can I enter your brain? Being alive matters quite a bit. Even when you feel like shit.
there was Frankie Kosmos with Being Alive, a track that was first released in 2014 on their EP, Affirm's Glinting, but has since then been reworked with a fuller band, and you can find that on their album Vessel, which is their first on Sub Pop Records and is out on March 30th. Before that, US Girls, the Canadian project fronted by Meg Remy. And throughout the years, you might have heard her playing in the DIY field, experimenting with more noise and then diving into 60s girl group harmonies. But on her latest track, Rosebud, we find her dipping into some disco palettes. And you can hear that track on her album, In Poem Unlimited, which is out this Friday. And at the top of the set, a band out of Austin called Dry Spell, dishing out some 70s AM radio vibes there with a track called Can't Wait, which is found on their EP More, which is out on March 1st. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Duna Days on 2SER 107.3. Steph is my name, and I'm here with you until 1 o'clock today. Coming up next, I've got a new track from Melbourne band Totally Mild, who are gearing up to release their new record, Her, later on in February. But to take us there, here's Castle Beat with Wasting Time.
Screen's 25th Mardi Gras Film Festival hits Sydney this February with 15 days of the best new LGBTIQ films from around the globe. With star-studded films, hilarious comedies, moving dramas and inspiring docos, there's something for everyone. So clear your schedule and check the full program at queerscreen.org.au. Queer Screen's Mardi Gras Film Festival, February 15 to March 1. 2SER is a proud media partner of Queer Screen's Mardi Gras Film Festival.
Did you know that the average school child will eat more than 2,500 lunches during their 13 years at school? We know that one in three cases of cancer can be prevented by adopting a healthy lifestyle, which includes eating well. But 93% of children don't eat enough vegetables, and adults aren't eating enough either. At Cancer Council New South Wales, we're passionate about helping families eat healthily. So we've packed everything you need to know about nutritious, easy, kid-friendly lunches into our new website, healthylunchbox.com.au.
part beach house, part rye, that there is Elder Island with Welcome State. Before that was Totally Mild with From One Another, a new track from their album Her, which is due out on February 23rd. And at the top of the set was Castle Beat with Wasting Time. You're listening to SER on 107.3. This show here is Duna Days, and my name is Steph. I'm here with you till 1 o'clock today. Hope you're having a great Sunday so far. Coming up next, I'll play you a new single from Stephen Malkmus of The Pavement, and he's kind of restarted his other project with The Jicks. But to take us there, something more locally now from Flower Truck, who have just announced the details of their debut album. It's called Mostly Sunny and is due out on March 16 on Spunk Records, and this here is the first taste of it. It's called Enough For Now.
Money help you get your community, cultural, environmental or economic project up and running? The City of Sydney has all their grants and sponsorship programs now open. The grant programs support projects that involve genuine community participation and assist the residents, workers and visitors of the City of Sydney area. Grants close 5 p.m. Monday, March 12 for projects occurring August 1, 2018 to July 31, 2019. Apply now. Go to cityofsydney.nsw.gov.au and search for grants. City of Sydney sponsors 2SER 107.3.
Blame stops until you do. Blame stops until you do. Do your major duty and call.
notion and you'll drop. I will not be one of the watchers. I will not disappear. Time gets to me and I wonder how to simplify. You know you should be blushing to a hue of Robitussin.
Listening to Duna Days on 2SER 107.3. Steph is my name. And if you've just tuned in and thought that kind of sounds like Pavement, well, it's not quite, but it is Stephen Malkmus and his post-Pavement project with the Jicks, who are back with their first new music since 2014 record Wig out at Jag Bags. That song is called Middle America. Man, I love that. And before that was Flower Truck with Enough For Now. That's the first single from their debut record, Mostly Sunny, which is due out on March 16. Hang around, because I've got about 15 minutes left with you, and I've got a whole bunch of new tunes from Straight Arrows and another cool alt R&B one from a new artist called More More. But to take us there, let's keep it local with these guys, Low Tide, and their track, Elizabeth Tower.
On the street again. celebrate Year of the Dog at Lunar New Year in Parramatta. Enjoy mouth-watering Asian food, cultural and contemporary performances, and free workshops including K-pop and lantern making. And don't miss Katrina and the Wonder Dogs, firecrackers and the fireworks spectacular. Lunar New Year, Friday 16th of February, 5pm to 9:30pm, Centenary Square, Parramatta. Visit discoverparramatta.com/LNY. City of Parramatta, sponsors of 2SER 107.3.
Sydney's premier comedy night is here, and it's right in the heart of Newtown. Wayward's Comedy at the Bank showcases a range of local legends every Wednesday night, including Mike Goldstein, Cassie Workman, Eric Hutton, Neil Kolhatka, and plenty more during February. Just $10 online or on the door. For full lineups and more info, head to bankhotel.com.au. The Bank Hotel, proudly sponsoring 2SER 107.3.
There is Canadian producer who goes by the name More More. It's spelled M-O-R-M-O-R. And that's a new single of his called Heaven's Only Wishful. He popped up sometime in 2015, kind of running in the same scene as other Toronto musicians like Bad Bad Not Good and Charlotte Day Wilson. But yeah, that's a new track from him, Heaven's Only Wishful from More More. And before that, Straight Arrows with Out and Down, and at the top of the set from Melbourne, Low Tide, who are gearing up to release their new album Southern Mine, which is out on February 16. I took off that track called Elizabeth Tower. You're listening to Duna Days on 2SER 107.3. Steph is my name, and it's about time for me to jump out of the studio and make way for Lyndon Pike, who's up next on Another Angle. Now a track to take you there. This here is Henry Green with Shift. I'll catch you next week.